This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
This is Chicago's all-news station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
WBBM News Time, 1205. It's great to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Noon Business Hour as the trading week gets ready to wrap up. I'm Cisco Cotto.
And I'm Chris Kreidel. We've got some clouds this afternoon, possibility of a shower or two, a high of 64. Currently 60 at O'Hare and 61 at the lakefront.
The Noon Business Hour is presented by the Village of Bedford Park. Let's kick things off with an update of Wall Street. At Bloomberg, here's Elisa Parenti.
Cisco and Chris, this is the last trading day of the week, month, and quarter, and we are set with some slight gains here with the Dow up 23 points, NASDAQ and S&P up just a fraction of a point each, and the Bloomberg WBBM Chicago Index is up 0.25%. Mixed on the week, mixed for the month, but certainly higher for the whole quarter. While consumers were shopping in August, they appear to have turned a bit more cautious, not too eager to splurge, despite the strong job market. Consumer spending, which accounts for about 70% of the economy, rose at the slowest pace in 6 months. And one reason might be that incomes rose a smaller than forecast 0.3%. The savings rate held at 6.6%. Tesla is looking at a correction on the day. On news, the SEC is suing Elon Musk. Regulators accuse him of misleading investors with his tweet about taking Tesla private. Tesla stock down 12% now. And Facebook shares down almost 3%. Within the hour, Facebook announced it discovered a security breach that has impacted almost 50 million accounts. We'll have more on this as we proceed with the Noon Business Hour. Back to you, Cisco and Chris.
Thanks, Elisa. On today's Noon Business Hour, we're going to examine some of those economic reports that you mentioned. And Tesla is down by 12% this hour.
Entrepreneur Friday, we'll talk with someone who is combining farm-to-table food with good live music. Also, Target taking a different strategy to try to sell clothing. All of that and loads more on today's Noon Business Hour.
An hour of financial planning each weekday. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Shares of Tesla fall over concern about an SEC lawsuit against the CEO, Elon Musk. We will cover that in our next segment. Right now, several closely watched reports are out today, including the latest tally of consumer spending. We're joined by Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com in Washington. Welcome back to the program. Mark, consumer sentiment seems to be pretty high and consumer spending okay. Tell us what this means.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think most broad measures of the U.S. economy, and by the way, it's great to be with you. Happy Friday. Most of these broad measures of the U.S. economy are, close to a peak at the moment, meaning they're at the highest levels we've seen in many years. The question is whether these levels can be sustained, or whether they'll continue, whether the good times roll on, so to speak. So specifically on these points today, we had figures on personal incomes and spending. So this tells us about how much money is coming in and how much is going out. Those numbers looking good. We saw gains on the month of August up 0.3%. Inflation's holding steady at roughly a 2% rate. That's right where the Federal Reserve hopes to hold it. Good luck with that. We hope they can do that. University of Michigan comes out with consumer sentiment surveys, and this is looking quite robust. In fact, its index came in at the third highest level since, or at the highest level for the third time since 2004. So a lot of things within that are looking quite upbeat as well. So we're seeing wage gains in the job market, inflation sort of behaving. So right now, there's a lot to celebrate in the U.S. economy.
And there was one note here that a surprisingly large number of consumers are indicating that they're concerned about tariffs. Is that happening?
Yeah, absolutely. That was contained within the University of Michigan survey. In fact, they said the single issue that worries consumers is the potential negative impact on trade disputes or tariffs on the economy. And believe it or not, it's pretty widespread. About a third of all consumers expressing these concerns over the past several months. So You know, I attended Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's news conference earlier this week, obviously pressed on the point about what damage are these disputes or tariffs causing in the U.S. economy, and basically he's saying we're not seeing it yet. We know there are certainly groups like the economy, rather the manufacturers, farmers out there who are experiencing a lot of pressure, but broadly speaking, consumers aren't feeling it, not yet.
Mark, you touched on wage growth a little bit. Have we seen, we'll know more on Friday, but have we seen over the last quarter that there's enough wage growth where all of this consumer sentiment, people feeling good about things, where they're actually going to have the money to go out and spend?
Well, I think they are. Could they be seeing better wage gains? Absolutely. As we know, this has been the most single disappointing aspect of this 9-year-old economic expansion, and we've only really begun to talk about wage gains in more positive terms lately. And we hope that these wage gains can keep pace above the pace of inflation, and that is going to be something to watch. But the holiday shopping season, which is really right in front of us right now, does look to be perhaps one of the best in many years, and retailers preparing for that by hiring more people.
Yeah, pretty excited for sure if you're a retailer. Thanks, Mark. Always good insight. Mark Hamrick, Senior Economic Analyst at Bankrate.com.
Coming up, Wall Street buzzing over the government's civil action against Tesla CEO Elon Musk.
An hour of financial planning each weekday. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The Securities and Exchange Commission has sued Elon Musk, alleging the Tesla CEO issued false and misleading statements and failed to properly notify regulators of important company events. Let's get the latest from David Welch, Detroit Bureau Chief at Bloomberg. David, thanks for being with us. Bring us up to date here. What exactly is the SEC saying, and how did Elon Musk get himself into this?
So they're basically saying that Elon Musk had manipulated the stock by saying that he had funding secured to take the company private. And as they investigated, it turns out that he really did not. He had admitted shortly after tweeting that out in an interview with the New York Times that he basically tweeted that on the way to the airport. And he really didn't have backers lined up who were going to buy out some of the public shareholders. He didn't have a bunch of the public shareholders saying that they would convert their holdings to private and go private with him. So, you know, the stock jumped after he sent out that tweet. And the SEC saying you can't do that when you're the chairman of a public company.
Yeah, and that's the difference, right? That it's public, not private.
Yeah, you know, when you have a stock, you know, you can't just go out there and sort of randomly throw these ideas out there and say that you've got funding secured. That means a deal's about to happen. And you know, keep in mind, when a public company wants to go private, and Dell Computer did this a few years ago, you meet with bankers and lenders and financiers and any big entity who might want to buy, say, a private equity fund, a big stake in the company, and help you go private, and you line up a price that you're going to offer the public shareholders. You know, this is, it's a big deal, especially for a company like Tesla that, you know, depending on where the stock price is that day, can be worth anywhere from $50 to $60 billion. That's a lot of money they have lined up to do a deal like this, and he didn't have it.
Well, the Tesla stock now, right now, is down below, off by more than 10%. What's the next step, David?
Well, Elon Musk is going to have to negotiate something with the SEC. The reports out there saying they offered him a deal already. You got to keep in mind with these investigations, the SEC and what they're saying they want to do right now is basically bar him from a director or executive role in the company. They kind of always say that, and then many of these investigations and court cases actually end up being settled. So yeah, if it follows the usual pattern, he will probably pay fines, he'll have some kind of punishment, but maybe not be punted out of the company for any period of time. But you never know.
If
he's got a history of kind of getting out ahead of himself, and they may have had enough.
Now, if other company, car companies, lose a CEO, maybe it's a big deal temporarily, but they just find another one. When it comes to Tesla, Elon Musk he's just so connected to the company. It seems like this would be a bigger deal than if the same thing happened at another car company.
No, it is. Elon is kind of the best and worst thing for Tesla in a lot of ways. You know, he's the worst in the fact that he does things like this and gets himself and the company into trouble. But that devil-may-care attitude, his freewheeling style, the fact that he smokes pot on webcasts, and it makes him the anti-corporate guy, which is what a lot of the brand is about. It's kind of a rebel brand. It's not a Toyota. It's not a Chevy or a Ford. It's a Tesla, and he's the face of the company. He's the uncompromising will that makes these luxury cars cool instead of just a little econo box, which is what most of the other car companies are selling when it comes to electric cars. And look, he's a physics guy and very intelligent, obviously, and he's a big part of the science behind the company. So much of the brand and the Elon mystique creates value for this company that the board kind of has to stick with him.
Thanks for all that back information. David Welch is a Detroit bureau chief at Bloomberg. And still ahead, Entrepreneur Friday, a new food and music venue is set to debut in the northwest suburbs.
WBBM News Time, 12:25, a check of Wall Street from Bloomberg. Here's Elisa Parenti.
Cisco, we continue to see some green here with the Dow up 47 points, or almost 0.2%. NASDAQ adding 4, S&P up 2. The Wintrust WBBM Chicago Index from Bloomberg gaining 0.25%. Big gains continue for crude oil futures, up 2% now, near $73.50 a barrel. Now let's check in with Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal. Pete?
USDA report came out at 11 and had higher stocks for corn, beans, and wheat. Corn was down 7.25 at one time. December still down 6 at 358.75. Beans were down 11. They're down 9.5 right now in November at 845.5. And wheat went down 7 and then up 7. We're down 3.25 there in December at 509.75. All on higher stocks from USDA report. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
Thanks, Pete. With business at 25 and 55, live from Bloomberg, Elisa Parenti, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
This is Chicago's all-news station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
WBBM News Time, 12:30. Good afternoon. I'm Cisco Cotto.
I'm Chris Kreidel. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is about to vote on Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination. A special report from CBS News is next.
Markets are drifting a little higher. We'll see what's affecting Wall Street.
Entrepreneur Friday, the co-founder of a new music and food venue in downtown Arlington Heights.
Target is set to break new ground, launching a signature collection in collaboration with a nonprofit group.
Candidate for Mayor Paul Vallis says Chicago needs to use economic advantages contained in last year's federal tax overhaul.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are up 46.5 points, the NASDAQ up 7, S&P 500 up by 3.
The Noon Business Hour is presented by the Village of Bedford Park, 59 degrees in Chicagoland right now, heading up to a high of 63.
CBS News Updates, special reports. The Senate Judiciary Committee scheduled to hold a vote right now on controversial Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Here's Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein.
I'm very disappointed that we're here today voting on this nomination, especially in light of the testimony that we heard just yesterday.
Discounting a respected doctor's emotional testimony that high school classmate Kavanaugh assaulted her, Republican Senator Mike Lee.
Might not you feel a little bit emotional as well? And might not that spill out into your testimony if you were called in front of this committee?
CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
You got 11 Republicans, you got 10 Democrats. Once that vote happens and he is reported out of the committee favorably, we expect that things are going to start in the full Senate tomorrow morning. They'll hold the first vote to essentially launch formal full Senate debate on the nomination.
Final votes by the full Senate Tuesday. CBS News Special Report. I'm Jim Taylor.
WBBM News Time, 12:32.
And Wall Street is looking for a win on this final day of the trading week. We are welcoming Brian Battle, Director of Trading Performance Trust Capital Partners here in Chicago. What's moving or not moving the market today, Brian?
Well, Chris, a lot of fireworks, even if you ignore the stuff that's going on in Washington. I'm not even talking about the political stuff. So the market has had a great quarter. The S&P is up about 7% this quarter, and we're kind of going out like a lamb, like you said. We're up about unchanged on the S&P. But the Dow's up 7% for the year, S&P up 9% for the year. So we're having a good year despite all the volatility. So we're this week, an important event was the Federal Reserve said that they're going to raise rates and probably raise them a couple more times next year. So despite the specter of higher rates, the stock market is really hanging in there. So there's some specific stories, but quarter end, after a great quarter so far, we're going out on a plus.
What's going on with Tesla? What's your view on that?
So Tesla's one of the darlings of the tech industry, really, and Elon Musk is being charged with effectively a securities crime by tweeting out material non-public information that he was going to take the company private and he had the money. So the SEC doesn't take too kindly to that sort of thing. It's a very serious violation. And so Tesla's down about $37 today on a stock price that was around $300. So a big move on Tesla. The question is, what tends to happen in these things is the perpetrator or the person that's charged tends to settle. The SEC doesn't like to go through a giant proceeding. It's hard to prove things, hard to prove intent. So I suspect that Elon Musk will probably keep his position, but pay some sort of fine and promise never to do it again.
So talk about, a few moments ago, you mentioned the interest rate hikes, how that happened this week. Not a really significant reaction on Wall Street. Why do you think that is, that it's not really much movement based on a couple more rate hikes probably going to happen?
Yeah, that's a great point, Cisco. We did have a rate increase. We've been raising rates since 2015 really slowly, and so there's two reasons why it doesn't matter much. One, it's really been telegraphed. So the Federal Reserve has been very clear they're going to raise rates, and they raise them about a quarter point at a time, the federal funds rate. And two, we're raising rates from a really, really low level. So right now, the 10-year Treasury note yields about 3.05, 3.05%. And historically, that's really, really low. So if you're a business and you have to borrow, this is a great time to borrow. It's not as good as it was a year ago, 2 years ago, but rates are still historically very low. So that makes profitability better. If you run a business, if you borrow money, lower rates means more profit. So there's no threat to stocks, even at this level. The thing I want to point out is the Federal Reserve is predicting they're going to raise rates about 1% more over the next 12 months. So right now, the federal funds rates is at 2.25%. A year from now, they think it might be 3.25%. So that's not a promise. That's just their plan, and it's always data dependent.
Brian, do you have any information on the security breach at Facebook?
Yeah, that's a real story. Facebook, again, is having some security problems. The first thing I'll say is if you have a Facebook account, you need to log out and log back in again, because there was a security breach where the view as function, where people can look and see, you can look and see what your account looks like to everybody else. Hackers got in there and stole access to about 50 million accounts in September. Facebook says they fixed it. Make sure you restart your Facebook account, log out, log back in again. And it's cost Facebook a couple of $1 billion. Their stock was down about $5 today. It's down to about 163. And it isn't as much as the money wasn't stolen or nothing happened. There might be some identity things happening, but it's just another danger in the internet that even Facebook has trouble preventing hackers. So that's going to diminish some of the confidence in Facebook's ability to even protect their own data.
Well, luckily, Facebook hasn't had any problems this year at all. So this is nothing, right?
Right. It's seemingly nothing, but still.
Yours wasn't breached, Cisco. Mine was.
Yeah, right. So again, it's not this incident. It's just the sequence. And Facebook is somebody that should have unbelievably strong security, and they lost the handle. So it's a confidence hit for Facebook. I think something they might be able to recover from, but just not reinforcing of their security.
Well, very true. Brian Battle, thanks for being with us. Brian's Director of Trading at Performance Trust Capital Partners here in Chicago. Up next, Entrepreneur Friday, making a move into the highly competitive restaurant and music scene. And we're keeping our eyes on the Senate Judiciary Committee, as this hour they are expected to take a key vote on Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination.
A deposit for your future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Entrepreneur Friday on the Noon Business Hour. This afternoon, we're talking about a new live music stage and local kitchen. It's opening in the northwest suburbs. We welcome Chip Brooks, co-founder of Hey Nani in Arlington Heights. Chip, welcome to the Noon Business Hour. It's good to have you here. Why don't you just begin by kind of giving us a thumbnail sketch of your business, a venue, but also good food.
You got it. Thanks very much for having me on. Yeah, Hey Nani is going to be a great, small, beautiful music venue in downtown Arlington Heights. It's going to open in about 2 weeks, and it'll have one room that's the beautiful music venue room and another room that's a small farm-to-table gastropub.
So why, as an entrepreneur, why did you decide that combination was good, that that's going to be a winner, both the live music and the farm-to-table?
Well, it all starts with the music. My business partner and I, business partner's Chris Dungan, we both love live music and love to go to live music places. But every place that we love is 45 minutes to an hour drive away, and we got tired of it. So we said, we are going to build a great music venue in downtown Arlington Heights. And in Arlington Heights, we don't have bars. We only have restaurants. So we needed to have food with our place. So we decided a farm-to-table restaurant was something else that wasn't in downtown Arlington Heights. So that's why we put that combination together.
Tell us about the name, Hey Nani.
It comes from Shakespeare. In Much Ado About Nothing, there's a song that Shakespeare wrote, the theme of which is men are kind of jerks often, and women kind of just have to let it go and deal with it. And in old English poetry, when you let go of trouble of a romantic nature, that's Hey Nani Nani. And it's in a bunch of songs. And we always just love the play and love the song. And so we named our place Hey Nani as a kind of a musical place to let it go.
It's a huge undertaking. How do you get to the next step when you're starting something like this?
Oh, boy. We came up with a concept, and we talked to some good architects and talked to people that had run music clubs before and kind of made it up as we've gone along. We really hope it works.
Is the idea people would be holding events here, or is it my wife and I show up for a meal and we're able to listen to live music while we're eating?
What we're doing in the music venue, it's ticketed concerts. So we're trying to do music at a high level. So we've got a lot of the best performers from Chicago and touring acts. You buy a ticket in advance on our website, heynani.com, and you can either just come to a concert in the music venue, or you can eat dinner in the restaurant before the concert and then come to the concert, or you can just eat dinner in the restaurant and not go to a concert. So it's sort of two separate things most of the time.
How would you compare Hey Nani to a typical Chicago restaurant downtown?
I think it's going to be comparable to good little restaurants that people like in downtown Chicago. It's going to have a high level of food. The farm-to-table concept, as I said, is, it's nothing new in the world, but it's not something that we have in the northwest suburbs very much. And so I think it's going to be a really great gastropub-type food.
Okay, Chip, nice to meet you. Best wishes. Chip Brooks is the entrepreneur on our Entrepreneur Friday, is going to be having the new live music stage and local kitchen, Hey Nani, in Arlington Heights.
Yeah, thanks, Chip, very much for being with us. Good luck to you.
Target is going to debut an apparel line. It's designed with Vital Voices, a nonprofit organization that supports women working to solve issues in their communities. Let's get the perspective on the effort with Jan River Rogers Niffen, who's CEO of J. Rogers Niffen Worldwide in New York. This is something new for Target, Jan, and it's teaming up with a nonprofit partner.
Right. They've launched a new line called New Day, and it's replacing the Merona line they had in their stores and part of the Missoni line. And within that New Day, they're going to do some collections, and they're going to do one of them with Vital Voices, which is an organization that helps empower women, I'll put it that way, because it's all kinds of different things that they do. But they're doing this collection, and it has kind of themes on it, like empower and things like that. And so they're doing it as in replacement for something like Victoria Beckham. Like they used to do capsules, and they would say they'd bring in some great name or some great designer. They'd do the capsule. They'd sell it out. Well, now they're going to do this capsule that's totally different orientation, which is really a 501c3, a charity. And that nobody's ever done that before, to my knowledge. I think Target will be a first.
And
actually, to see how the customer reacts.
Right. Actually, these groups are not going to be getting money, but they do get promotion, and also is a promotion of Target.
Well, yes. And I think, I don't know about you, but I had never heard of Vital Voices before. So clearly there'll be great promotion for the organization. And then we'll see how the customer reacts, because we know that the younger you are, the more likely you are to be focused on social justice or something that makes you feel good about the company. Because everybody likes a story when they're buying something. That's always been true. This is just a new kind of story that says, we're going to do this because we're good people, we're supporting good people, and you should buy this because we're all in this together. And that's got to be a good message, especially for Generation Y and Generation Z. How good the product is, I don't know. I've seen the New Day collection. I like it, but I haven't seen all of the capsule. The capsule is just inside of it, and I've only seen a few pieces out of the line, so I'm not sure if there's more to it. But it's also inclusive in sizes, and that's been a big movement, too, is to be inclusive in sizes and all these stores. So, you know, Target's stepping out. They've always been sort of cutting edge when it comes to putting things at $5 to $40 and still making them be really important to the consumer.
That's Jan Rogers Niffin joining us, CEO of J. Rogers Niffin Worldwide. Thanks for being with us. Let's head to Washington here for a moment and listen in as the Senate Judiciary Committee is now debating passing Brett Kavanaugh out of committee.
Mr. Chairman, may I be recognized?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to thank my friend and colleague, Senator Flake, and thank you for giving us the time today to have a conversation. A number of my colleagues have asked for a one-week delay in order that there might be an FBI investigation of what allegations are currently before this committee. I respect Senator Flake's view that, in his opinion, it was best to respect your having given Dr. Ford the time to be heard yesterday and advance the nominee to the floor. But it is my hope that we could work together on a bipartisan basis to diligently pursue an FBI investigation within the next week, not for the purpose of delay, but for the purpose of investigating further either allegations made by Dr. Ford or others, with a goal towards demonstrating a bipartisan commitment to diligently investigating these allegations. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Senator.
That was Senator Chris Coons of Delaware.
I would support that motion. I think we do need this investigation. As a matter of fact, I sort of misunderstood, Senator Flake, what you were doing. I thought it included a one-week investigation. So I would like to support the motion for that investigation.
Mr. Chairman.
We'll take turns here. Senator.
I love this committee, but we're not the majority leader. Senator Flake has made clear what it would take him to be comfortable on a final passage vote. But it doesn't matter what we say here. This will be up to Senator Schumer and Senator McConnell. So
it is completely up to them.
Yeah, and I think Jeff has made himself very clear, and
Senator,
let's move.
Senator Leahy. Senator Leahy.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I want to make sure, because this is somewhat unprecedented. And I do agree with the senator from Arizona that we should have this further investigation. So my understanding is that during the week that that is taking place, there will be no action on the floor of the United States Senate on this nomination. Is that correct?
I cannot say that.
Let me say again, I can't make that commitment for the leadership. I can only say that I would be only comfortable moving forward on the floor. I'll move it out of committee, but I will only be comfortable moving on the floor until the FBI has done more investigation than they have already. It may not take them a week. I understand that some of these witnesses may not want to discuss anything further. But I think we owe them due diligence.
Mr. Chairman.
Just a minute. All I have said to Senator Flake is that I would advocate for the position he took, but I don't control that. Senator?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Senator, you can hear bickering back and forth in the Senate Judiciary Committee as they are weighing whether or not to call for a vote on Brett Kavanaugh. This, if the vote is taken today and he's passed, it would simply send his nomination to the full Senate for consideration.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.